This call to halt the permitting process was prompted by the announcement from Australian-based BHP Billiton Company that it plans to sell the mine. This marks the sixth time the zinc and copper deposit near the Wolf River has changed hands. Efforts to establish the mine and extract the 50 million tons of minerals at the site began more than 20 years ago. Dave Bluen of the Mining Impact Coalition says he's worried now a new owner will simply pick up where BHP Billiton is leaving off. He wants the state to end the process for good.
The state of Wisconsin is wasting precious resources, time and personnel, on processing a permit application for a project that can't be built. It's terribly wasteful, and it would send a strong signal if the state just simply refused to continue wasting time working on this permit application.
But a spokesperson for the mining company says the company will continue to submit environmental information to satisfy the permit requirements. And the DNR's project manager for the mine says unless the company withdraws its permit application, work on a draft environmental impact statement will continue. Melissa DeVetter says if the mine does change hands, one thing the new owner would have to do is satisfy the state's bad actor law. That involves showing the company has a clean environmental record and is capable of posting a bond to cover any damages the mine might cause. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.